episode 804, When Misery Strikes.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Woo, woo, raise the roof. Yes, it is Friday. Happy, happy day. Today is Confession Day, and today we're going to chat about when misery strikes. I hope you've had a splendid week and you're beginning to be able to wind down and enjoy your weekend. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I got to be real honest with you. We're talking about when misery strikes, and misery struck me today. And what I'm talking about is I have already recorded this episode, but the problem was is something happened with my computer. I just love technology and I lost it all. So we're doing this on the second time. I can't tell you how good it's going to be, but when misery strikes, what do? Sometimes you have to ready yourself for battle. Sometimes you have to understand that it's just unfortunate that bad things happen to good people. The misery and the pain, the emotional strife, anything that challenges what you see as normalcy is not a place anyone wants to be. You don't want to camp out there for too long, do you? You don't. I know for me, I looked at it. My daughter walked in and I said, "Do you see that?" And she looked at me. She knows she's seen it before. She's like, I'm going to go to practice now before the world explodes. And I thought probably a good idea, but I took a deep breath. Because when misery strikes, we can choose to attack the situation itself, to choose to stay and kind of wrestle, kind of be that little piglet that loves to be in the mud and just kind of relish in the mud and go all over and like, ooh, this feels so nice. I'm just going to enjoy it. And it's not that we're enjoying the misery, the pain, but we know that it's there. We know what it feels like. So we kind of actually feel more comfortable there. But it's no fun being the little piglet all covered in mud. It may sound fun when you're making mud pies as a little child, but you're no longer little. I look at my family, whether it's my husband and his job, or whether it's my children at school and with their friends. When misery strikes, your immediate reaction might be what? To ready for battle. Put on your armor. Because not only does your stress increase, but your tolerance for what life dishes out may be threatened. You don't want to have to deal with any more than what you have to. But we know that life isn't fair. I can remember growing up and my mom would tell me often, "Honey, life isn't fair." And I was like, "But it should be. Life should be fair. It's not right. I try to do what's good. I try to do what's right. I want to be nice. I want to be kind. I want to live like I'm supposed to. I want to help others. But why is it that it seems like all the misery comes to me? It's just like, I get all the bad stuff." And she goes, "I know that sometimes it looks that way, but life isn't fair. You have to rise above the occasion when misery strikes." So what does that look like? Well, I think about, unfortunately, what has happened in London and with the horrific attack there. And at this time, we've had 3 innocent lives taken, 29 people injured, and it's devastated an area within our world. I'm one who likes to be optimistic and say that everyone is good, but realistically, that's not the case. I can't control everybody. I mean, really, if I could, this world, oh yes, it would be awesome, right? I know you're smiling, right? But we got to have a little bit of humor. What do you think God's saying? He's saying the same thing. If I could just have control back. But you see, we take that from him because we allow ourselves to be distracted by the misery, by the pain. I know this is maybe a little heavy for a Friday afternoon or wherever you are. You're probably on your way out the door. Maybe you've got spring break around the corner. We've already celebrated it with us. I feel like a little too early because we got more cooler weather than we did warmer weather. And I am so ready for spring. But it doesn't have to be a Debbie Downer here. No, it doesn't. Misery doesn't have to sink you further. It's how you respond to it. Think about your life's equation, E plus R equals O. It's your response. If E is the misery, whatever that misery is for you, and your response is whatever your response that you choose it to be, that's going to change the outcome. If you want to be the little piglet who's wrestling in the mud, oh, they're so cute when they do that. One of my favorite books was Charlotte's Web, and I could always remember, oh, they're going to play, Wilbur's going to be in the mud puddle again. You know, okay, I was little back then, sorry. Imagination was a little bit smaller then. But I love the idea of the little pigs in the mud. But not when I'm older. I don't want to be caught in the yuckiness of life. I don't want to be around when misery strikes. But you know what's going to happen. Bad things do happen to good people. It's unfortunate. But you don't have to go it alone. You don't. That misery maybe that you're suffering in right now, maybe in your marriage, your relationship with your children, whether they're grown or whether they're younger. Maybe the misery in your life that you're experiencing is in your job or your health, maybe with your finances. Wherever it is, you are not alone. So what do we do when misery strikes? How can we begin to peel back the layers and know what our next step is to get to where we want to be? Because, you know, I like to be that optimistic person. And I want to see, you know, more jewels than I want to see dirt. But I also know I need to be realistic. And I need to know what's right in front of me. But the one thing I can control is what? Me. My response, how I choose to react in my E plus R equals O in my life's equation. So what do you do when misery strikes? Here is the KISS, the keep it simple strategy. You need to expand the joy. You want joy in your life, right? We don't want misery. We want joy. We want those smiles. Because we much prefer smiles than the frowns. And I'm one who cannot frown. You can ask my children. Oh, no. They look at me and they say, Mom, that's a horrible frown. You just look like you're making a really crazy face. Don't frown. Just keep smiling. Then we end up giggling. And I'm back to smiling. So I can't frown. I'm just putting it out there. So I am all about smiles. And joy brings smiles. But when I'm talking about expand the joy, I'm talking about the J-O-Y. Justify only you. It's easy for us to kind of justify the misery, the pain. And what happens with that? Well, we stay in the mud puddle. We stay in the misery because that's all we're focused on. But what would happen if we knew we could look at and understand the misery that we're in, but we take the mud and we say, you know what? We're going to wash it off. And we're going to see what good can come from this mud. What can we find in this mud puddle? There's got to be something good. And that's where it comes to expanding the joy. Justify only you. Number one, control you, your words, your actions, your thoughts. If you sit here and you love that mud and you just keep, you know, swimming in it like the little pig does, and you're getting more cuddled with it, and you're like, oh, this is the best thing ever. You're going to stay in the mud puddle. You're going to stay in the misery. You're going to say this pain. You may not say it's great, but I know what it feels like and I am comfortable here. I don't want to have to make the change. I don't want to have to do the work. I don't want to have to put in the energy. You have a choice or you have an excuse. Which is it going to be? I know I'm being a little tough today. But in all honesty, we are tough here at Creature Now. You are a person of impact. You're not just something that, you know, just fell off the back of the truck. No, God created you on purpose for a purpose. Stop making excuses and make a choice. Justify only you. Expand the joy. And it comes with the control of you, your words, your actions, your thoughts. Stop meddling in everyone else's messes. There are some things you cannot control. I could not control London. When I heard about it, I froze. My heart broke, and I immediately was like, what can I do? The only thing I could do, I could pray. Because God is bigger than anything else in this world. And that's where my focus went. I didn't sit here and meddle in, oh my goodness, oh woe's me. Yes, my heart breaks. And know that those of you who are affected in the London attack, know that I am praying for you. You have people around the world coming together and we are praying for you. I want you to feel that love and that embrace. There are some things we cannot control, but we can control our own self. And that's what we're talking about here. Control you. Don't major in the minors. Control you. Number two, be present. Be in that moment. I can still remember sitting in my husband's office on the side of his, kind of, it was more like his lounge chair. He has a desk chair, then he has this other chair that he'll play his guitars and all that on. And if he's in his desk chair, then I sit in that chair. So I was on the edge of that seat, and I can remember he turned to me, phone still in hand. And I know exactly how my hands were holding my head, and I could tell by the conversation I needed to look up and look at him, and that's when my husband had to tell me that my father had passed away. He didn't make it. Life isn't fair. That was not in our wedding vows. He did not take an oath to say that, you know, I will tell you when your father dies. That was not fair. But he did. At that moment, I wish really the doctor who was treating my father on the other side was the one that I was listening to, but it was my husband. When misery strikes, you have to be present. You have to know where you are. You have to be in the moment. But at the same time, you have to understand, you got to start searching for the good. You got to begin to leave the distractions behind. Because you know what? On that day, actually it was the evening that my husband told me my dad had passed, I had something to celebrate. Nothing would ever take away the joy that I had for my dad, for the love that he gave to me. No, I would never feel his warm embrace again. But nothing could erase that love. Nothing. And I had that within me. And I knew it. So I had something to smile about. I had something to comfort me. In a situation, well, when misery struck, I didn't know what to do. It wasn't something I dreamt about going, what am I going to do and how am I going to handle this when my father passed away? He was too young at 65 years old to have a heart attack and die. Yeah, I was mad every once in a while. But I made a choice. I didn't make an excuse. Be present. Begin to see the good in the bad. Because I promise you, there's always a silver lining. And number three, look to the one who gives you joy. I cannot deny that for me, it's God. I'm not one who's going to sit here and throw Bible verses at you and hit you over the head, but I am going to tell you how I feel based on my Christianity. That's how I roll. You know that. I love you just as you are because I want to do my best. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes all the time. But I know that my joy comes from God. He is my true source. And when I focus on that, sometimes the mud just fades away in itself. Then I'm able to control me better. I'm able to know and understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. You don't want to stay in that misery, in the CRAP. It may be fun at first when you're little to play with those mud pies. But when you get older, not so much. In fact, I think it hurts a little bit more. And the wounds are a little bit deeper. Kids are a lot more resilient. They bounce back faster than we as adults do. That's a page we need to take out of our own children's book. So you really have a choice or you have an excuse. Which is it for you when misery strikes? Now, I don't want you to do this alone. And so if you want some help with this, or wherever you are in your life, maybe it's not misery, maybe you just need a next step. You don't know what to do next with whatever it is. Click on the link, Take Aim. I want to be there for you. This little form's going to pop up, and this little piggy is going to be the only one who sees it. I know we've been talking about pigs, so I feel like this little piggy went to the market, this little piggy. Anyway, okay, so a little bit of funny on a Friday. But only I see it. I'm going to read exactly what you wrote. There's just only a couple questions there. That's going to begin our conversation. Then you'll get an email back from me so we can set up a time to chat. And the cool thing is you get to talk to me about specifically your situation. It won't be generalized. You see, that's what Jesus does. And that's what he's called me to do. And so allow me to give you that gift. There's no charge for that. But it does take you to step out of your comfort zone to say, all right, maybe I need to kind of clear this mud enough to be bold enough to press the button. Submit. Are you ready? Are you ready to make a change in your life? Are you ready to get out of the misery when it strikes? Or are you just more comfortable in the mud? I don't know. You got to choose. I can't choose for you. And neither will God. But what I do know is that you were created on purpose for a purpose. And so you staying as that little piggy loves the mud is not a good choice. That's an excuse. So I want to be there to throw a rope out to you. A lifeline. And I want to pull you in. And then also for those of you who are going through a tough time right now, I don't know your specific situation, but I want to say a prayer for you today. And I just want you to be lifted up by that. And even if you don't believe in prayer, that's okay. It's not a big deal. Know that that prayer still works regardless of your beliefs, because God loves you right where you are. No strings attached. Lord, I pray right now for the listener who hears my words. Lord, you hear her breath. You feel her heartbeat. Lord, right now I ask that you calm her, that you begin to rinse off the misery that she's in right now, that maybe she stumbled upon. Lord, I ask you to begin to build her courage and her confidence to take that next step. Lord, I know that you are there and you will make good out of bad. We don't always see it, but there usually is that diamond in the rough somewhere. There's good amongst that little mud puddle. Lord, we know that you love us. We ask that you take away the misery and begin to paint the picture of hope and joy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We may not have all the answers, but God does. We may not understand why things happen to our children or to us or even in places like London. We don't get it, but it's not for us to get. It's how are we going to respond to it when misery strikes? What do we do about it? Go out and expand joy today. Justify only you. Bring smiles to your heart. And when you do that, you'll begin to spread the joy around to everyone else. It'll be contagious. Go out and be courageous today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.